I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Most of the world's religious discrimination is aimed at which group? If you said Christians, you'd be right. And that's why the U.S. created the Ambassador at Large for International Religious Freedom. Open Doors' David Curry says the new appointee is Rabbi David Saperstein. Who is this guy? Can he do the job?
He has a good reputation as far as support of persecuted Christians and religious liberty and issues that are important to Open Doors.
So what? Be praying. The issues aren't just over there. This is a great commission.
It's really a biblical mandate to stand with our brothers and sisters, that when one part of the body hurts, we all hurt.
Next, how much of an ex-felon's life is redeemable? We know that Christ can redeem the soul of any sinner, but should ex-felons in the U.S. regain their civil rights? David Scheringa of Crossroad Bible Institute says ex-felons should have the right to vote.
The Bible's not about payback and revenge. We must get out of our heads that punishment is about payback and retribution. Punishment should be about restoration and rehabilitation.
Scheringa has been part of a panel discussing this issue in the U.S. Senate. Find more details in the full report at our website. And you see it. From public toilets to car engines to cell phones, technology is shaping the way we all do what we do. In this changing world, faith comes by hearing is using it too with their digital Bible platform. The standardized, digitized Bible content is used to reach every ear with the truth about Jesus no matter what decade. Recently, they went over 200 million users of this content. If you're passionate about technology, just visit our website for the full report. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Are you going through some suffering? Get the free book, Learning to Suffer God's Way, from Sat7 to help you understand why. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.